From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. William Daley is the new White House Chief of Staff. President Obama formally named the JPMorgan Chase executive to the new post today. The appointee's brother, Richard Daley, is the mayor of Chicago, the post Mr. Obama's first chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, left his job to pursue. In a significant change in management at NPR, the network's top news executive, Senior Vice President Ellen Weiss, resigned today after an external review of the firing of former senior news analyst Juan Williams. The latest from NPR's David Folkenflik.
Williams was fired after making remarks on the Fox News Channel, where he was also a paid commentator, about fearing airline passengers in Muslim garb. It became a political firestorm. Conservatives blasted NPR. Republican lawmakers threatened to cut federal funding for public broadcasters. A report was commissioned by NPR's board of directors and conducted by a major law firm. It found that the termination of Williams' contract was completely legal, but it called for a full review of the company's policies on ethics and outside appearances, and for them to be applied consistently to all personnel. Weiss joined NPR in 1982 and held a variety of key positions. She's credited with leading the network through an era of wrenching changes in journalism. But her dismissal of Williams, by phone, became a flashpoint in the debate. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
Appearing a short time later on Fox News, Juan Williams praised Weiss's resignation from NPR.
I think she represented a very ingrown, incestuous culture in that institution that's not open to not only different ways of thinking, but angry at the fact that I would even talk or be on Fox.
After his departure from NPR, Fox News gave Williams a three-year, $2 million contract. An analysis released today by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates that the repeal of President Obama's signature health care law would cost the U.S. Treasury hundreds of billions of dollars over the next decade. But NPR's David Wellner reports Republican Speaker of the House John Boehner still plans to push for a health care repeal.
The CBO sent Speaker Boehner a letter telling him repeal of the health care law would add $230 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years. Boehner later declared at the Capitol that he disagrees.
I do not believe that repealing the job-killing health care law will increase the deficit.
Still, House Republicans did make a rule change exempting a repeal of the health care law from the so-called pay-as-you-go rule. That rule requires that Congress find ways to pay for all non-defense-related legislation. Dick Durbin, the Senate's number two Democrat, blasted the new GOP speaker's stance.
We are learning, unfortunately, that the new Republican leadership is replacing pay-as-you-go with pretend-as-you-go.
Senate Democrats say any repeal of the health care law passed by the House will be dead on arrival in the Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR. Federal and state police are at the site of a double mail bomb attack at government buildings in two Maryland cities. Police spokesman Greg Shipley says one of the packages was addressed to Governor Martin O'Malley.
The headquarters was evacuated. About 250 people were evacuated from DOT headquarters. Fire Marshal's office, Anne Arundel County Fire, BWI Fire, responded to the scene. That package was rendered safe.
The attacks taking place in Annapolis and Hanover. At least one person suffered burns to the fingers when the packages were open. Packages emitted smoke and fire. They did not explode. Israel's prime minister is meeting with Egypt's president in the Egyptian Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports that the differences between the two sides over the stalled peace process were in evidence.
Peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians are at a standstill, and that's causing friction between Israel and Egypt. In a terse statement issued after the meeting between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Hosni Mubarak, the Egyptians blamed Israel for the impasse, saying, quote, Israel must revise its position and policy and embark on tangible procedures to reach a final settlement. An Israeli spokesman there countered that, saying it was the Palestinians who are at fault. The Arab world is concerned over the situation. Jordanian King Abdullah also expressed worries this week, warning that the deadlock threatens the entire region. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.
Retailers are coming off an unexpectedly weaker month of sales in the U.S. than they saw in November. Some of the biggest discount stores, including Target and Costco, posted smaller-than-predicted gains in December. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down nearly 30 at 11,697. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.